Okay, this time we'll have permits, projects over $500,000 with no objection, and with staff recommendation for approval. Good morning, Mr. Watkins.
Good morning, Commissioner Bowman, Commissioner members. This morning we have five items considered, or what we call our page two items, projects over $500,000 in value, have been subjected to our standard public interest review. We have no objections, and staff has recommended approval. With that said, I'll read the description for each of the five projects. Wagman Heavy Civil Incorporated, request authorization to conduct geotechnical borings, install a temporary bridge and causeway, and construct three new traffic lanes parallel and adjacent to the I-95 southbound bridge across the Rappahannock River to provide additional capacity and facility construction of the I-95 South Bend Collector Distribution Lanes project in Spotsylvania and Stafford counties. In this case, we're recommending approval contingent on our standard in-stream permit conditions, a muscle survey and relocation prior to construction, an in-stream work time of year restriction of February 15 to June 30 and August 15 to September 30 of any given year to protect anadromous fish and freshwater mussels unless specifically waived in writing by the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. In this case, we're asking that the permit execute a transfer of the permit to the Virginia Department of Transportation upon their acceptance of the permit structures. Item 2B, Hampton Department of Public Works, request authorization to replace the existing Southern Salt Ponds jetty with a 420-foot-long stone jetty with associated warning sign, install a 115-foot-long stone jetty spur on the northern jetty, sand tightening along 300 feet of the north side of the north jetty by adding filter fabric and an additional layer of rock, dredge an additional 600 cubic yards from the entrance channel to the salt ponds to increase its width by up to an additional 50 feet at a depth of minus 9 feet mean low water, replace and realign the navigational day beacons for the entrance channel as needed, and maintenance dredge 25,000 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous material from the salt ponds entrance channel and sand trap for three dredge cycles over the next 10 years along the Chesapeake Bay shoreline in the city of Hampton. Item 2C, ZPNO332LLC, request authorization to construct 685 linear feet of new bulkhead, 2 feet channelward of an existing deteriorated bulkhead, 410 linear feet of replacement riprap revetment, and a 55 linear foot marsh coast sill at 4621 Pretty Lake Avenue along Little Creek in the city of Norfolk. In this case, staff recommends approval with a royalty in the amount of $2,460 for the filling of 820 square feet of stadium subaqueous bottom at a rate of $3 per square foot. Item 2D, Granite Parsons Corman, a joint venture, request authorization to install an additional two lanes to the Interstate 64 high-rise bridge that crosses Deep Creek and the southern branch Elizabeth River by constructing a new fixed-span bridge and to construct two temporary work trestles, three temporary mooring dolphins, and a new fender pile system within state-owned submerged lands in Chesapeake. Staff recommends approval with sound attenuation conditions for driving hollow steel piles that include ramp-up procedures, cushion blocks, and confined bubble curtain. Additionally, construction activities shall be constructed in accordance with the time of year restriction for the Peregrine Falcon. No construction activities shall occur within 600 feet of any active nest from February 15th to July 15th of any year unless authorized by the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. And in this case, the permitting shall also execute a transfer of this permit to the Virginia Department of Transportation upon their acceptance of the structures authorized. And item 2E, Chesterfield County Environmental Engineering, requests authorization to remove approximately 29,600 cubic yards of accumulated sediments from the Falling Creek stream channel within the Falling Creek Reservoir and install a temporary cofferdam and a permanent four-bay weir as part of the Falling Creek Reservoir Restoration Project in Chesterfield County. Happy to try and answer any questions you might have.
Any questions by members of the commission?
Yes, sir.
Tony, I have on B and E, where is the spoil going in those situations? Or where's the dredge material? Looks like it's good, probably good sand.
In the Hampton case, it goes on the beach, as I recall. Mike, is that correct? Yes.
Okay. How about the muck out of the E item?
E.
Yeah.
Oh, the Fallen Creek project, it's all going to an upland site, as I understand, and Mark.
Either the landfill or an upland site accounting.
Okay. Any questions? All right, this is a public hearing. Is anyone here in the audience in favor or in opposition of these projects that wishes to speak? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission for discussion and or action.
Move
Mr. Tankard.
Move to approve page two items.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard to approve the page two items. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.